Soapbox Heroes, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
I'm going to start the theme song.
Do it.
We probably should just start the theme song without... Should we start the theme song without talking about it?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck it. Let's do it. Here we go.
What is it?
Big B.
All right, welcome to the show. What's up, man?
How are you?
Whoa, holy shit, that's loud.
I'm still loud?
Yeah, you're so loud, man. Do you have that problem, like, at home where you're talking to your wife and she's like, shut up,
you're so loud. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not even talking loud. She's like, why are you yelling? I'm like, I'm not yelling.
I have a man's voice.
I have a man's voice.
You have a tiny voice of a bird.
Yes, she does have a voice of a bird with a southern accent. It's cute.
That's adorable. Is she a Disney character? Was she in Song of the South? Is she a racist?
No.
So we went to Disney recently, and it was striking to me because there is the one thing they haven't changed at Disney. Everything is super up to date, but for some reason, Splash Mountain still entirely themed around Br'er Rabbit.
Really?
Which is weird because...
Which one did you go to? Orlando?
Yeah. And no...
Which what's the difference? Which one's which?
One is Disneyland.
Yeah.
That's in California.
Yeah.
It's a little older from what I hear.
It's
maybe a little smaller.
I've been there.
Right. Disney World is in Orlando, and it is giant, and it's like five different kingdoms, and it's a whole thing.
I got drunk at Orlando Studios in Hollywood. That was pretty fun.
I don't think that you're probably the first or last person to do that.
No.
How did that enhance the experience? Tell me about that.
The roller coasters were much more fun.
Does that not like... But you didn't throw up.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm not a puker.
When was the last time you puked?
Oh gosh, freshman year of college, probably.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
That's strong.
Yeah. No, I got good drinking game.
Yeah, that's really good. So you don't like when you're really fucked up, you don't make yourself puke to get it out of your system.
No.
So you just power through it. Is that the thing?
Dude, I'm a man.
Oh, okay.
You can tell by my voice.
He's. All right. Let's. Who else is in the room? Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, Tiffany is back.
Tiffany is back.
Wow. Welcome back, Tiffany.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to. Last week we had the highly successful bit, Tiffany versus the rocket scientist, where we saw who was smarter by asking a series of questions, Tiffany or a rocket scientist. Today she actually won, so she moves on.
Are you still proud of that fact that you beat the rocket scientist, Tiff?
Absolutely.
Are you wearing the medal that we gave you? How much is that happening?
It's really heavy. It weighs me down.
So when you put the top down on your Lexus, does it flow in the breeze?
Oh no, it's really
so heavy.
Sturdy. It's a good chunk of metal.
Also,
I love that Tiffany's car. What do you call it? The transformer.
It's a transformer. Yeah.
Yeah. She has this little Lexus convertible.
It's a hard top. So it transforms into a regular.
The best part was when she
convertible.
Showed it to us the first time.
Didn't work.
She couldn't get it to work. I promise, guys, it's a convertible. All right, so she's back today to take on a banker. We've decided
banker.
To move professions.
Okay.
Also smart.
Very smart.
But because I don't want to throw it too much in the banker's favor, there won't be a lot of math. We'll still We'll still do science and culture questions, okay?
That's fair.
So that's coming up. And also, our special guest today, a podcaster, a comedian, a good friend, one of the funniest guys I know. Wait, can I say that with Mulchin in the room? Patrick Passivio.
Oh, you're too kind. What's up, playboy?
I could give like a fake introduction like you do on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Where I say like you discovered sperm or something.
That's a fact. Fact, I did. That's on my Wikipedia page.
So Patrick's a hilarious comedian. You guys actually have performed together,
yes,
right?
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. Well, we're at the improv.
On the road, which is great.
On
no,
the
so,
road and here.
So we're going to have to play Road Dog Trivia today because I got two Road Dogs in the room.
Okay.
So that's coming up.
All of a sudden,
how did I walk into that?
Turn into your Arsenio Hall show here really quickly.
Patrick also has one of my favorite podcasts, which is the About Time podcast.
About Time? We have to do that contractually. It's just it's a thing that has to happen.
I have to tell people, and I mean this with the utmost respect. When I recommend About Time, I'm like, okay, you got to give two episodes. Because the first one, you're going to be like, what the fuck are these guys doing? And then by the second one, you're into the joke. And
you get it eventually.
God, I almost had a wreck listening to Patrick's podcast 2 weeks ago. I was literally driving down Grinstead Road in the part that gets really curvy before Bardstown Road.
Okay.
And he started doing the Lucy Goose. Someone said Lucy Goosey, and he was doing an impression of the Lucy Goose.
Yeah, we call our listeners, for a little backstory, we have a couple a couple names for our listeners. They're the Dirty Birdies. Caw! Or the recently, they're the Loosey Goosey. And then, honk. Honk. So, and our goal for this is to mainly make people wreck when they...
Yeah, he almost did it. He almost did it. He almost had a casualty in his hands.
We want people to wreck their Lexuses. Lexi? Lexi?
That's a good question, Tiff. What is it, Lexus or Lexi?
It's just a Lexus. It's like an octopus.
Lexi, Lexus. And it begins.
Yeah.
But I think it's actually octopi.
Okay. So Patrick, one thing that we do on this show is we are the soapbox heroes. So we do ask any guest that comes in the studio, the first thing we need to get out of the way is, do you have a soapbox? And I know you a little bit, and I'm friends with you on Facebook, so I know you have, like, I'm pretty sure your house is constructed entirely of soapboxes.
It's all soapboxes.
But don't do a Boston Bob soapbox when he goes,
I don't like drivers in Kentucky.
Yeah, give us a real, give us your real soapbox, non-political, please.
Non-political soapbox. Okay, this is going to get me a lot of trouble, probably. I'm really getting irritated with me not understanding a lot of these gender issues, and because I don't understand and ask questions, immediately getting attacked for it.
No, that's fair. That's actually fair.
Explain to me how this happens. Walk me through what happens to you.
I'm just like, I see phrases and I'm like, what does this mean? Because it seems like nonsense to me.
Like, give me an example.
Anytime someone says, like, I'm a cisgendered male, how about go fuck yourself? We already have a term for that. It's called a male. And if you're a woman who becomes a man, you're now a man. That's fine. Cool. Be whatever you're going to be. But now we're adding different pronouns and shit.
So you're not into the spectrum. You're into dichotomy. You want it to be one thing or another, black or white.
Not really. I just like...
I don't understand all the letters that they're putting on
Anthony. Exactly. It just seems to me like the people get... I say they. That's horrible. But people get really upset when you're like, I don't get it. And they're like, well, fucking... You should. And I'm like, well, they just added a letter while we were having this conversation. So how am I supposed to keep up with all this? Like, just tell me basics. I don't need to. Why are you so mad at me?
It just used to be LGBT.
Yeah, now it's like QTI. Yeah,
they have to put a Q in there.
What does Q even mean?
That's queer.
I think it stands for Q-bert.
No, it is queer.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's queer.
Is it the same as like a lesbian?
No, it's different now. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all changed. Now there's an A in there for asexual. I get that. Now there's like gender fluid, or gender binary, just don't fuck anything.
So hey, I think that's it. Should just be like either you're straight or you're everything else.
So Patrick, not to steal a bit from your show, but Kate Sedgwick coming out.
Me and her, we're good friends, but we definitely get into it on Facebook a little bit.
The first time I ever met her, I was like, yeah, Patrick Passion talks shit about you all the time. And she's like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I love Kate. She's very funny, but like, there's some things where we disagree with. But
you know, that's whatever. Good. That's okay. So your soapbox is either be gay or straight.
No.
I'm trying to do what's happened this entire political cycle, and that's basically just misinterpret everything. Just misinterpret.
Listen,
everything.
Be straight or fucking be nothing. I mean, how many times I gotta say it? No, I just, you know, be a little more patient with people who are trying to understand and like.
Okay, so your thing is,
I'm on board for whatever you want to be, except for if you're like, I identify as a cat. Fuck you. Like, there's got to be a line at some point. But like, if you're a guy and you're like, I identify as a girl, good for you. That's fine.
Your soapbox is, you don't want people to get mad at you for asking questions because you're legitimately trying to understand.
Yeah, I'm trying to like.
There's
a learning curve there.
Okay, sure, but for guys like you, don't you think like you got to give people a little, like, if people know you at all, they probably automatically think you're being an asshole, Patrick, like, because you're a comedian,
of course. And there are times where I'll say things, like I said earlier, like if you say cisgendered, I immediately don't want to talk to you.
so you're making this bed for yourself.
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm trying to be more understanding to the whole concept. I, like, if you want to be whatever you want to be, I'm cool, I'm on board. Doesn't hurt me at all.
Yeah,
but
I have a friend who, a really close friend, who's actually transitioning now from a man to a woman.
Okay.
Right? And her feeling to it was, as long as you're giving it the effort, like, she understood that when it first happened, it was going to be like, yo, bro, oh, wait a minute, what do I say here?
Yeah.
And she was like, as long
it's going to be awkward.
Right. And she was like, as long as you're making an effort, like, it's kind of like, you know, because it takes a while. I mean, like, look, I knew this guy for, Jesus, 18 years, you know, and now he's a she. So, like, retraining your brain chemistry to be like, you know, hi, Jess. instead of, hi, Jeff, like, it took a little while. I mean, but once you, I mean, again, it takes time. Once you get it, you got it.
Yeah, but you know the Kardashians, all the kids still call Caitlyn their father. So, like.
So does that mean, does that mean Kanye West has two mother-in-laws?
It clearly means no one's watched Transparent, where you're supposed to call, what are they have a name for him, that character on the show. They call him Moppy or something. Like, they like combine the words, and then he gets like pissed about the third season. He's like, oh, you can't call me that anymore.
Oh, I don't know.
Just call me your mother.
No, I mean, and I get what the struggle is. I guess I don't get it because I'm not going through it, but I understand that it must be hard growing up one way, always feeling like something else. And I think I meant like transgender people.
It's okay.
Like,
it's a pronoun.
We don't have to be so politically correct.
Right,
I mean,
but what I'm saying is I appreciate at least an effort of a transition period of me getting used to calling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you're hitting us with all this new shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, all right, man, look, I didn't learn math in a day. Like, you're going to have to let me process this shit.
Like, I'm all for it. You can do whatever you want.
For every person that's understanding, I always hear more stories about, like, so I was talking to another comic who's in Chicago, and I guess was at a bar, and a person was mid-transition, still looked like a guy for the most part, and he was like, hey, what's up, bro? You know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And she got pissed, and he was like, oh, I'm really sorry. I made the assumption. I apologize. And then the rest of the night, that transgender person was like, what a piece of shit that guy is. I'm like,
he said
sorry. He's like, he's not trying to, like, why are you making this still an issue? It's like, now you're just, like, egging it on. And I don't know. It's just weird to me.
Yeah, I get you.
This is some progressive shit we hit. You know, this is a lot better than Bob's driving in Kentucky.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready to do some Road Dog trivia? This is the part of the show where where I have a question because I'm not a touring comedian that I ask the touring comedian in the room. So sometimes it's just
one of us.
You know, people that have ever toured and done comedy. You don't have to currently be doing that.
I did like 3 weeks this year. Yeah.
Next week we'll do the stay-at-home.
That's pretty much.
We'll do the stay-at-home dad trivia next week.
Hell yeah! Okay, that shit.
So
I hope I'm a stay-at-home dad one day.
That's actually a funny idea, stay-at-home dad trivia. But we'll table that for now. Okay, so Road Dog trivia. So I've asked Mulchin before about the shittiest condo or accommodations he's ever stayed in, and it's possibly the greatest story I've ever heard, which was real bad to do in episode one because I'm like, I feel like I've really thrown the curve because it was the craziest fucking story.
That's a 100% true story.
I like how you preface that by like you're not gonna tell me true stories.
No, because
that one was true.
Well, because
later they're gonna be totally made up.
After episode one, it's all fake from here.
Yeah, these like,
got
the
all
best
the good
story was,
truth
like,
out.
So out there.
It's really out
and
there.
Outlandish. Like it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. So here's my question today: what is the most desperate for food you've ever gotten on the road? Like, what's the weirdest shit you've ever eaten?
El Pollo Loco.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
Coming home from the Irvine Improv, go, God, what's up, El Pollo Loco?
Patrick?
I mean, I really haven't had...
Yeah, I've been blessed enough where...
Yeah, like the weirdest thing where I'm like, oh, I'll try a weird flavor of corn nuts this week. Like, that's about the extent of it.
Do you ever do when you're on the road, you go into Jerky Owl and you're like, which one haven't I tried?
Yep, I do that. I do that every time now. Yeah. Like, oh, this one's got, like, cheese with it. Let's try that.
Let's
or
try
this
that.
One is pickled? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, I'm in.
Turkey jerky. Well,
I was going to have a question. I was going to ask you specifically about jerky.
I was thinking about it. So, jerky one, though? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it was like a sushi jerky.
Ooh.
And it was fucking garbage. it was so
like
bad.
Salmon jerky?
It was. Yeah, I think it was like salmon jerky. And I was like, oh, I love like fish. This will be delicious. It was so bad.
Terrible.
But you're on the road, and I ate that bag, even though it tasted like garbage.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Can one of you explain to me exactly what jerky is? Like, I realize it's like kind of a
meat
byproduct, right? But like, is it the real crappy meat? Is it like the Bush Light of meat?
No, it's just it depends. What you can make it for. I mean, I make my own jerky, but you can make it however you want it.
I'm a man. Mm-hmm. I make my own jerky.
I got some in that Keystone box. Yeah, let's pull some out of there.
Here's stag jerky. But yeah, I mean, it's just dehydrated meat. You dehydrate it. It's because You can essentially rehydrate it, too, if you soak in water long enough.
But. Have you ever gotten that desperate on the road? You know no. what I need? A steak dinner. Hand me the jerky and that bottle of water.
You just come back 3 days later, like, oh, this is a good ribeye.
I guess that's my question. Like, what kind of meat are they dehydrating?
I don't know.
Like, yeah, no one knows the answer to this.
I don't think it's the bad parts of the animal, though. I think it's, like, the like whatever you would eat, a steak, like a sirloin, then that's what they cut up.
So it's not hard. It's legit. It's not hard.
No. You can tell by the way it tears apart real nicely. Like,
are you a meat expert?
Oh, don't.
I'm just asking her about jerky.
That is a loaded question, Brian.
No,
you know that.
Not at all.
Man, you just unloaded that question on her. Like,
stop.
Huh?
Okay,
huh?
So.
Is this thing on? Check the sound, man.
Yeah, is my level okay?
Okay, so. Companion question to the weird food thing.
Okay.
The jerky thing is to be expected, but also, but a great answer. So. How many times, I remember talking to Danny Browning one time, and he told me an epic story about peeing in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done enough car driving to get that art down?
No, I will never pee in a bottle. I won't do it.
Is that like against your religion? Is that a Catholic thing?
No, I'm a germaphobe. I don't want to. Like
you might impregnate the bottle and have little baby bottles floating around?
Oh, is that how babies are made? You just pee in a lady?
You go from power in like,
how you
zero.
Do it. Powerade zero.
Right. No, I couldn't do it though. I don't. No, because my luck, man. I'm gonna hit a bump and I'm gonna have piss all over my truck, and I don't want that. You know what I do? I don't know if you do this.
You do.
Oh, nice. points to Tiff. Points to Tiff. She's on the board.
I don't know about you, but I stop if I have to go really bad. I find a hotel.
Oh my God! Seriously?
Yeah, because
you don't just pee on the side of the road.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, but hotels have when you're on the road,
pretty clean bathrooms.
Clean bathrooms, right?
For sure.
I mean,
for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
There's some.
You ever been to a truck stop in Ohio? Like, no.
You have to piss through a glory hole. Like, you have to risk it. You're not sure.
So yeah, I'll find a hotel, and because hotels are the best, right? They don't know if you're staying there or not. It's always a new shift at the front desk, so I always walk in like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I just go.
That's fair enough. I've had comedians tell me that before, that they will go, they'll sleep in the parking lot, and they'll go in and they'll eat the continental breakfast.
Absolutely,
yeah. I think Stu McAllister maybe or somebody told me.
Yeah,
that
once, yeah. I mean, I've come close to that, but yeah, I've snuck into continental breakfasts before because I've been really
fair enough.
I have pissed in the bottle.
You have
on the road,
the
yeah, and for the most part,
is that it?
Well, no, have done like so. I'll try to get the bigger bottle, you know, the bigger hold bottles, not because I'm gifted, just I don't want to spill. But sometimes,
see,
I have done it like a regular bottle while driving, and like it was just in the middle of the day, but I was in the middle of nowhere, so there was nowhere. I guess I could have stopped on the side of the road,
sure.
But there was cars around me, and I'm like trying to be careful, but also trying to like. Peeing this, and I ended up pissing all
but
over myself.
But what happens when like a truck passes you, or you pass a truck? Like, if
I'll
you're
just show
small,
them the goods.
Because I can see
just
right
like,
in.
You get like, what's up, bro? Yeah, I did one time. I didn't even hit a bump. I just missed. It just pissed all over me, and I was like, this is fucking dumb. This sucks.
It's terrible.
This
man.
Is not worth
so
the 3 minutes I'm
saving.
And then you just ruined your $9
yeah.
jerky.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to make this into a T-bone. Now, the trick, though, is if you can do it, it makes it a lot easier, is if you just get, like, a Starbucks or, like, a coffee cup.
Yeah.
That's cake.
All right. That's good advice.
Driving.
Speaking of piss in bottles, I do have to bring
this
up.
I will say you got
to
take the top off, though. That little slit, it's really hard.
I'm picturing you're going the little vent hole, like on the other side of it.
Well,
God, why won't it go in?
Because I wanted to leave the straw in to keep the heat.
So, speaking of piss in bottles, I don't get to make that transition very often in conversation. Has anybody seen the story about Motley Crue getting sued today?
Why?
Okay, so Motley Crue is getting sued by the Raskins. Who are the fucking Raskins, you ask me?
By
the
way,
Raskins.
Motley Crue is one of the best shows I've ever seen at the Hollywood
Okay, World. So this you might...
I'm a big
You might wonder about this thing. So the Raskins opened the last final Motley Crue tour. So it was
Alice Cooper
and Motley Crue. But then at the beginning, when no one was in the venue, They let this band called the Raskins play. They charged that band $1 million, which I didn't know was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I got paid.
Okay, so to talk about this, we're bringing in a musician in the room. I got a road weary musician. Okay. Joel is in the room.
Hey, Joel.
So Joel, hey. Woo! Okay, so Joel, have you ever heard of this?
Tour Bions, yeah.
Like
what? Wait, what are they called?
Tour Bions. So smaller bands buy onto bigger tours. They pay $10,000 or
so. Like
$50,000.
At what level does that start? Because I've never heard of that.
My buddy used to open for Bon Jovi, and he got paid to open for Bon Jovi.
Well, and they usually get paid too. So they may have a $50,000 buyout, and they'll get $1,000 every night.
Oh.
But
that sounds like a ripoff.
I mean, it varies, and I can't act like I've ever been on I've never bought onto a tour. I know that's the thing.
So, sure. At what level does that start? Does that start at small club tours where somebody might buy on for $5,000?
Sure.
So, like Artifacts Pareo, a band from Louisville that plays on some legit tours, are they doing tour buy-ons or are they getting on tours legit?
They're probably. I mean, their label is probably setting it up. But I mean, so if you were an unsigned artist and you wanted to get on a bigger tour, you could just. You could, if
but
you had the financial resources,
$1 million for nobody to be in the stadium.
So yeah, well, and that's part of the reason
the million
for
dollars
the lawsuit.
Because they're playing stadiums. I mean,
well, that's part of the reason for the lawsuit is they said they put them on at a time where they didn't do anything and they weren't allowed to sell merch. But the best part
that's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit. Yeah. I've been on tour with comics who don't let me sell merch, and it's annoying as
shit.
Well,
that and then,
infuriating.
Yeah,
and then you've got venues that'll take a cut of merch too. Which
right,
is awesome.
Right. Oh yeah, and I know that from being on the back end of tours, but I never knew that there was a tour buy-on thing. So
what, don't be a musician.
Yeah,
from buy onto the tour. Yeah. Pay your merch 20% to the door. Pay your producer. Yeah, it's bullshit.
So the other thing they got pissed about specifically in this lawsuit were those things,
which
are the main things.
Now, wait a minute. Before you go on.
I got to get to the piss in the bottles.
Okay, hold on. But shouldn't they have known they're getting charged $1 million before they're going on tour?
Yeah, I don't know at what point that got sprung on them. It clearly seems like something they would have known.
They definitely knew, yeah.
Yeah, see? I mean, you would. So why are you suing after the fact that you already knew you were getting charged?
Read the article. Just let him finish.
That's part of the...
Damn, Tiff.
My girl. So the other part of the story is Motley Crue's crew members came out one night and allegedly sprayed the Raskins during their set with water guns full of piss.
That's such a Motley Crue thing.
They paid $1 million for that shit.
These guys are like 70. Why are they still doing this shit?
At
what point does that stop being fun? I guess never. Apparently, I don't know.
How much Lasix did Nikki Six have to take to fill up a water like a super soaker?
The colostomy problem.
Well, you know, I mean, there was a point where Mick Mars was almost dead on that tour. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Like, I don't know if you Google Mick Mars, I forget what it is. He's got some terrible disease, and he's on death's door. And he was still doing portions of that tour.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, that's actually not that much of a joke. Like, they may have had to pump it out of a bag.
Tommy Lee didn't have a gun. He just had his dick.
just shooting bullets.
Like, is that
bam,
a Super Soaker 25?
Nope. That's Tommy's dick. I've seen that video.
Early 90s reference? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's funny, man.
That's very funny.
I don't know. I saw at the Hollywood Bowl, Motley Crue ended with Home Sweet Home on a rising stage in the middle of the Hollywood Bowl, and it was epic.
I did see them when they did the rotating drum set.
Oh, that was cool. My wife saw that.
That
show.
Shit was badass. Yeah. And like it took up the entire arena from front to back.
Mm-hmm. I saw when Blink-182 did it. It was a better show.
Blink-182.
Dude, I also saw
it. Actually,
that
was pretty badass when they did it.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, it was awesome.
Like people will compare those two, obviously. But what was cool about it was they turned him like upside down and stuff. I don't know if they do that to Tommy.
Crazy.
They spin up. They send him back and forth in the arena, which they don't really do with Travis, at least on the tour
that
I saw.
When the show I went, it was like. On stage and then like to the middle of the stadium or the arena because like, it was like right next to us. It was pretty bomb.
What's your favorite Blink 182 album?
Oh, stop
Ooh,
it.
Good question.
Is that a stop it because you don't like Blink 182?
Oh, I like their live album.
None of them.
The live album, the Mark, Tom, and Travis show?
Such a terrible band.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, listen, country fan. To bring this full circle, I will say the one thing I do know about tours.
Yeah.
A tour, like supposedly Kenny Chesney pays his guys like that amount of money. Like he was paying Brantley Gilbert on the last tour $400,000 a night.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
He should start like a.
So that's why I'm like shocked by the idea that the Raskins, which it does make sense though, because sometimes you're like, how the hell did this band get on this date?
Right.
Yeah.
Like who the hell are the thing. Raskins?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Bon Jovi found my friend's band, and that's how they opened for him.
Like the
Stone
found.
Pony, I think, in Jersey.
Oh,
Yeah,
I like that sound of that cool story. I think when you tell a story like that, it has to be at a club that had a ridiculously stupid
Yeah, they
name.
Got they
like you can never find them. Yeah, you can never find them at like you know the rock. Well, no, it has to be the Stone Pony. Like, wait, who goes to the Stone Pony? Who plays the Stone Pony?
My friend's band.
You know the guys that open for Bon Jovi now.
Yeah. Wait, you've never said their name. What was their name?
More Than I.
More Than I.
Yeah, yeah, they're a good band.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were they?
You sound very skeptical about it.
Yeah, you don't know. Shut
More
the
than
fuck
I?
Up.
Really? Yeah, maybe?
I know. I always bust their balls with the name, though. I'm like, More Than I? What?
More Than, yeah, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Can we call them and find out?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I just want to see.
Mark Goldberg.
Mark Goldberg?
Jersey.
Yeah. Is he a Jew?
I don't know. What gave it away, Tiff? Goldberg? Jeez. Oh, God.
All right, Road Dog Trivia. That was good. That was
good. I
can't
wait to get to this bit.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
Jesus. Did you?
All right, last week we blessed the world with what's quickly becoming one of our favorite bits. That's with our friend Tiffany, where we square her off against someone in a profession typically thought of as being very smart. Now, I refer to Tiffany in writing as Tiffany the Blonde because I don't know any way to say it. Tiffany's a very nice girl, and I don't think she's dumb necessarily, but...
necessarily?
Jesus, what kind of intro is that? I'm sorry, Tiff. I really apologize.
So the premise of the show is, or the premise of this part of the show is that we get some questions, and we've sent them to last week a rocket scientist,
this week
a professional banker. Okay?
Which, you know, in all fairness, you did say, right, there is no math questions.
There are no math questions to make this a fair playing field, right?
That's fine. Oh, don't forget, we got to tell our people to write in for Ask a Nurse.
Yes. Okay. Let's plug the show for a second.
Yeah.
And everywhere you can find us, of course, Soapbox Heroes KY on Twitter and Facebook. And if you want to send us an email, it's soapboxheroesshow@gmail.com.
Yeah. Soapbox and if you have any question that you are afraid or embarrassed to ask a doctor, we will have a nurse in studio answering your questions.
That's I'm going to take advantage of that.
Send in a few questions.
Yeah.
Why am I big so small, girl?
All right. Speaking of questions, here are five questions.
Do you have your stuff ready?
Oh, no, I don't. Thank you. Let's get the sound effects ready. That's very, very important.
Yeah, you might want to use the cans for this one, Patrick. It's
All right.
Oh. Can we get him a smaller set of earphones?
Hold on.
As he's reaching across the table.
All right. Yeah, we can. Hold on.
Here, do you want? I got mine. Do you want these? These are the longest ones.
Okay.
Oh, there it goes.
I like
that noise.
Oh. These are pretty short. Or those are the longest
ones. These are the longest ones.
Okay, give those to him.
Are we
and
really
you take
doing
his.
This?
Yes, we are. It's very important to the game. All right, so here's how it works. Five questions already have been submitted. Answers have been submitted by our friend the banker.
Okay.
And now you have to answer on the spot. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Best out of five. The banker got 4.
Okay.
Oh,
Tiff.
The rocket scientist got 3.
Tiff.
The banker got 4 this
no.
week. So I was pretty impressed. Here we go. Number one, name the author responsible for the classic American novel To Kill a Mockingbird. Who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, Tiffany?
I have no idea.
Give
and
me
I
a
feel
name.
Like
give me a name.
I should yeah. know.
Give me a name.
Did you ever read it?
Mark Twain.
Okay. Not Mark Twain. I mean, I can't
I
really say
either,
an A for effort. I can't really say A for effort, maybe.
No, that's
know.
Not even a point. Patrick, do you know who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird?
I actually can't think of her name. She just recently passed away, though, I think.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years.
Uh-huh. And I can't, but I can't think of her name.
Here's a fun fact I learned.
Y.A. Tittle.
Here's a, do you know Mulchin? Do you know?
No, I don't know. I don't
okay.
know. Y.A. Tittle was a quarterback.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah. You knew I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, Y.A. Tittle. I need to read the novel.
What's the answer?
The answer is Harper Lee. Harper Lee.
Okay.
Now, here's a fun fact about Harper Lee I did not know. Did you know?
She was LGBTQP.
So Harper Lee really only wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. She wrote this other book called Go Set a Watchman, which never got published
so
until
she
was on death's door. And she basically, there was some controversy because when they got the rights to publish the novel, people thought she wasn't in the right mind. So some people don't really recognize that as being part of her canon. So she really only wrote this one book.
So she's a one-hit wonder.
But yeah, but like the greatest American novel. Like it's literally considered one of the best books ever written about American culture. So
I don't know. So, Harry Potter was pretty badass.
not American. Written by a British chick. You dumbass.
You dumbass.
Okay, so along with that, she was friends with Truman Capote, who wrote a book called In Cold Blood, one of the first true crime thrillers. Yeah. He basically went and did all this research.
It was a movie, too. That's a good movie.
He went and did a bunch of research. You're thinking of There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis. Different movie.
Wait, didn't that guy die recently of a heroin overdose? Didn't Capote just die of a heroin overdose?
There was a good movie about Truman Capote. That's a whole different thing.
Wasn't he also in Mission Impossible 3?
Yeah, he was. Daniel Day-Lewis, man. I
love that guy, Capote.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, I heard Daniel Day-Lewis grew 3 inches for Lincoln. That motherfucker is committed.
He is method as it gets.
So, anyway, when Truman Capote went to Kansas to do all the research for In Cold Blood, he took Harper Lee with him, and she helped him do all the research and write that book, which I never knew, which I thought was a cool fact.
Can we buzz you on this?
I'm actually very intrigued. Can you continue with this?
Okay, all right. Are we ready for our next question?
Barely.
Okay, here we go, Tiffany. Let's see if you can do all right, a little better. On this
look, she's got her concentration
no pressure,
face
no
on.
No pressure.
Right
now. Who is traditionally thought to have discovered the concept and explained the concept of gravity?
Ooh.
I think I know this.
I know this.
Newton.
One.
That is correct. Let's give her the correct sound on that one.
Tiffany.
Good work. Good work. Okay. So you're one and one.
One.
All right. That's almost like sports scorekeeping. It's got to be that would,
like nil-nil.
No.
Or wait, no, that's
your that's
nothing, nothing.
Yep.
Jesus. You're
wait, is this like 5-6?
All right.
You're 500 right now.
Here we go.
Do you want a beer?
No.
Okay. Question number 3. I need you to name two Kardashians besides Kim. Two Kardashians.
Oh, that's
easy.
That's
Khloe.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Duh.
Good. Duh. That is the one the banker did not get right.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Okay. What does that mean?
Because the rocket scientist didn't get the one about housewives right last week.
Yeah, that's true. They might be using their time differently. Just saying. All right. Question number 4. How many fluid ounces make a pound?
I know this.
How many fluid ounces make a pound?
I don't like this conversion stuff.
This actually, I said there were no math questions. There is one math question.
Patrick, do you know this one?
No.
I think I know this.
How many fluid ounces make a pound? I'm going to give you the count of 3. 1, 3.
A liter.
Oh, liter. My God.
Oh, God.
That's the greatest answer to that question.
One,
all right,
three. Alina,
you've
I'm
clearly
gonna guess 16.
You, 16 is correct. 16 is correct. Patrick is correct.
Oh, crushing shit!
This is not about you.
Okay, so you've already lost. But would you like to try the 5th question?
Absolutely.
Okay, the 5th question is.
I guess he got that one right. Is that what you're saying?
He did get that one correct. Name 2 song titles from Taylor Swift's 1989 album.
Was she alive then?
No.
Even the banker got that one correct. Even the banker. Not 1989, like the year it came out. Like the album was called 1989. It was like the biggest album on the planet 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
I'm not a huge fan of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, what are you a huge fan of? Not reading? The tricks my car can do. Ladies and gentlemen, head to the parking lot and we can all watch her convertible work.
Yes. Tiffany has a good, I mean, she's a smart person though. She has a very smart job.
All right, on this show, we also, Patrick, occasionally like to talk about movies. It's the movie moment where we talk about movies. I want to know what's the best movie you've seen recently? Anything good?
I don't see a lot of movies anymore, but I will say we watched...
Are you blaming that on your kid, or is that just a lifestyle choice?
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Well, there was a lady I knew when I was about... when my wife was about to give birth to our first kid, and she kept saying, "You'll never go to the movies again! You'll never go to the movies again!" Like, she would just, like, walk in, like, some character from the talkies in the 30s. "You'll never go to the movies again!" Mm-hmm. And then just leave.
Thanks
and
for the
like,
support.
Why?
Twat.
What? Yeah. Like,
is that too harsh? I get angry when someone tells me what I can and can't do.
Right.
Like,
well,
go to the movies.
Well, yeah. You know, and there's a way to do it that is okay with or without a kid, especially if they're really young, like your kids.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when I used to do a movie podcast with Ronan Hirschberg, and he would get really, really, really upset, you as well, about movie etiquette. Movie etiquette, about kids in movies, babies in movies, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he would kind of miss the point, I think, sometimes, because he would get very passionate, because, of course, that guy's never going to have kids, let's be honest. And he would say things like, if you take your kid into a movie, you're clearly just telling the world that you don't give a shit about them.
No, I disagree.
And
it's
they have to, everything has to be on your
I
schedule.
I care very much, usually when I'm in a movie.
Patrick's very into movie etiquette.
I'm very into it. I wouldn't take my baby to a movie.
I forgot who I was asking this question to. So let's just talk about movies in general. Maybe on Netflix.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We rented, which I was very surprised by. I didn't think it was going to be all that great, was Neighbors 2.
Neighbors 2. Neighbors 1 was pretty excellent.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised.
I've not seen Neighbors 2. Have you seen Neighbors 2, Mulchin?
I will not see anything with Seth Rogen.
Explain this to me. Why? He's not pretending to be a comedian. Usually that's why when I talk to comedians, and they're like, "I will never watch a movie with that guy in it." It's because, like, the guy did stand-up for a while.
He's terrible.
Why do you think he's terrible?
I don't think he's funny. He's just not funny to me.
That's a fair assessment.
He's not a woman.
Yeah, he's just not funny to me. Why are you looking at me like I get six fucking heads?
Because I said he's not a woman.
Oh, no, I think women are funny. What are you doing to me?
I'm trying to throw you under the bus in front of Tiffany. It's not working. Okay, so Neighbors 2?
Neighbors 2 was pretty good. I legit laughed out loud a lot.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Like, a lot of it was just Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Like, a guy that handsome should not be that funny.
Does it piss you off a little bit?
I'm like, dude, you have a six-pack.
I do think he's funny, though. I do like Zac Efron. I saw, what I was really disappointed was, I saw Keeping Up with the Joneses.
The previews from that, I thought it looked awful.
Well, that's the only funny parts in a movie are the preview scenes.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Well, there was a movie a few years ago very similar to that called The Joneses. And had David Duchovny and Demi Moore and Amber Heard in it. Did you see this movie?
I don't remember that at all.
Mm-mm. It was about these people that would move into a neighborhood. It was like this really weird dark comedy. They would move into a neighborhood and they would be subsidized to have all the coolest shit. So they would be like, they would buy the coolest house in the neighborhood, but it was all subsidized by a corporation. And the corporation would give them boats and cars and
TVs.
That's
a funny concept.
And then they would have to have parties and have people come over, and they would try to sell stuff. So they weren't actually married. They weren't actually a family. They were all actors put together to play a family in real life in a neighborhood to sell shit for a corporation.
And it wasn't
good?
So
kind of an interesting concept. The movie itself, it's mediocre.
I saw Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, is that good?
What's that?
You know, I liked it, and I'm a pretty big World War II buff, and I'm surprised I didn't hear about this story, but the only thing I couldn't get over was Vince Vaughn playing, like, a drill sergeant. I couldn't get him talking about Snoop Dogg and Speaker City out of my head.
Yeah. The there's certain people, like we watched, another one we watched, because it was just for rental, you know, on the Roku, and I was like, all right, we'll check it out. I thought the first one was dog shit, but the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
I would see that.
It's got Bebop Rocksteady in it.
That is why I wanted to see that, because I always wanted to see a movie with Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, it's actually fun. It's not the first one's so bad, but the second one is.
The first
is
one
fun
was
to watch.
The first one was good until 45 minutes in when it became a Michael Bay movie.
And the whole time Leonardo's was Johnny Knoxville. I have the same thing with Vince Vaughn with him. Yeah. I'm like, that's Johnny Knoxville. It's not Leonardo. You're not even trying to hide his voice at all.
Yeah.
This is not acting. This is you reading on a Saturday.
Yeah, keep in mind, I'm a big Vince Vaughn fan. I just could not.
Yeah, you just see people in a weird
role.
Just, he's in the middle of berating someone, and he's like, "Your money, baby! Your money, baby!"
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Oh, man, I used to, Swingers was my favorite movie of all time.
There was this thing where, like, I love Swingers, but I always felt like I was supposed to love Swingers.
No.
But
it was real. I mean, like, the movie was the best.
Well, it's before either of those dudes were anything, and now Jon Favreau's like a fucking millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Jungle Book might be one of my new favorite movies.
Did he see behind that?
Yeah, we talked about
Jungle Book. Yeah, I saw that. What'd you see, Tiff? Anything?
Recently? No, I haven't seen any movies, actually. I don't watch a lot of TV.
What do you
other
do?
Than
what do you do,
Bravo.
Tiffany?
Yeah, what do you do, Tiff?
Just make that convertible go up and down. Up and down. All day, every day.
I mean,
down,
actually,
up.
That my whole summer... That's what I was doing. See? After I bought that car, I was like, I would just literally leave my house just to drive with my top down. Like, where am I going to go? I don't know. I'm just going to circle the city a couple times when I got a convertible.
She got
so
a big sunglasses on, blonde hair flowing in the wind.
As it's like still trying to like, so just stuck on the
so
back.
So anytime we brought up pop music on your quizzes or on this show, you've always just totally pulled a like.
No,
no
I'm
idea.
A huge Fish fan. So
oh
I don't,
my god, how does that sound in a convertible? as fucking stupid as it sounds in a regular car. Hey, you know what? You know, Fish is a good idea for the first 2.5 minutes, and then it goes on for another 18 and a half minutes.
I like Fish, though. I don't mind Fish.
Yeah, if you're sober.
There's a couple songs.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
All right, Tiff's dad, please tune out right now.
How many times have you seen Fish, Tiff?
9.
Oh, that's not very good for a Fish fan.
Well, but I didn't know who they were before Joy came out when they got back together in, like, what, like, 2004 or something
oh,
like
so you're,
that? 2006.
You're late to the party.
Yeah, so I had no clue.
Did you have Farmhouse? That's the only Fish album I've ever owned. Because it had, and then they were bouncing around the room.
Oh, that was a
yeah,
good song.
I don't actually like bouncing around the room a whole lot.
Well, because you're a fan. Because you don't like the single. Like, I'm not a fan. So I'm like, oh, I like the single, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
like the song they almost, like, got on the radio for a few minutes. I mean, it's fair
such
enough.
Such a snob when it comes to that shit.
No. I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying, though, that, like, that's, like, she doesn't like it, which she shouldn't, because that's the whole point. Like, mm-hmm. I get real pissed about my favorite bands, like, their singles. Like, I don't, like, whenever I bring up the fact that I love Third Eye Blind, hold your applause. They, people, I hate it when people are like, do. I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it.
You mean the greatest song ever written?
Yeah. Knuckles pass a few. It's a good pop song, I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. Whenever Brian talks about music, he has to pull his monocle off. Well, actually, Fish is not that good of a band. In fact, you should listen to and then name some other obscure horse shit.
The Gin Blossoms, Allison Road.
Oh my god, that song's great. I do love the Gin Blossoms. Why do you rag on the Gin Blossoms?
Like, I liked the Gin Blossoms in 94.
It's okay to like things continually. You don't have to fade.
Yeah, Duran Duran.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come
he
on.
He just smashed his monocle.
You telling me Duran Duran's not one of the greatest 80s pop bands of all time?
I got a confession I'm going to make on mic that I can't believe I'm going to make.
Okay.
I get Duran Duran confused with Depeche Mode.
Oh, stop it!
I know!
Stop it!
I know it's terrible.
Duran Duran did a whole 007 movie, you idiot!
Depeche Mode was better, though. But I get a little confused as to which one's
I
which
think
when
that
people
Bud Light's going to your
when
head.
People are, should have stuck with a Keystone.
Yeah. Never bitter beer.
I don't know why that is. I think it's because there's D's in their name, and they both, I don't know. But I
wasn't
there.
Depeche Mode, Reach Out and Touch Me? Reach out and touch me.
Personal Jesus. Yeah. But there was a lot of good stuff. Depeche Mode did Enjoy the Silence, right?
I always got Depeche Mode and NXS confused.
I'd be more likely to get Duran Duran and NXS confused because they were more of the same style. NXS was the shit, though.
Did you watch that documentary about NXS?
No, but you know what they shouldn't have done is try to get back together and get a new singer. What the hell was that? Because they did it like 20 years late. But they did a TV show, Rockstar NXS, where they went on a search for their new singer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
So,
yeah, but Adam Lambert did it with Queen, and he's making a bajillion dollars.
Yeah, but does anyone want to listen to those records?
The original.
He oddly doesn't sound that bad. I thought I was going to hate every bit of it, and I heard some songs.
No, I'm sure he probably sounds fine.
It's not that bad.
Like, I'm fine with the concept of them going on tour and Adam Lambert singing. I would probably actually even pay for that. But, like, they don't need to make new songs. Like, here's the new Queen song with Adam Lambert.
I agree with that. But
well, then that goes
Freddie
back
Mercury,
to your bullshit,
greatest rock star of all time.
That goes back to your bullshit argument that if you're going to go see Queen, you don't want to see the hits. And then you know you're going to rag on them because they got a new singer and they're not going to put out any new stuff.
Wait. Where are you pulling this argument from?
Because
our first episode?
Said, yeah, remember you were always like, well, I don't, you know, when I go see blah, blah, blah.
Like my favorite band, I don't want to just see the hits.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to go see, like, Adam Lambert play and Queen and
well, yeah,
and
but that's
hear
different.
All the,
because I'm not seeing Freddie Mercury. Like, it's like when you go see a cover band.
I think you're splitting hairs.
When you go see a cover band and they play Last Dance with Mary Jane, and you're like, fuck yeah.
By the way, I saw Van Halen at the... They were awesome.
There's a band.
Van Halen.
Van Halen was always a weird band to me, and this is why. Because, you know, I don't know if you have a strong, like, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar opinion.
But, yeah, I do.
But to me,
with the keystone in his hand.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I have an opinion about it. I got David Lee Roth.
So David Lee Roth.
I just got beer in my eye.
Was pretty. David Lee Roth, like whenever I heard about Van Halen as a kid, like I was a preacher's kid, right? So like there was a period of time where I was discovering music like incognito because I wasn't really supposed to be listening to shit that was like Van Halen, you know? Yeah, like yeah. So I thought Van Halen was like rocking, you know? And there's periods of Van Halen that are rocking, but there's periods of Van Halen that are retarded. Like, the first time I heard Jump, I was like, this? This is the song everybody freaks out about?
Oh, that was
about?
Them? I thought they...
Bro, I want to reach over and punch you in
the
face.
They're the ones right that were now. Like, jump around. Jump up, jump up, and get down. I didn't know that. I'm learning new shit every day.
I'm not saying Jump isn't a good song, Mulchin. I'm just saying that it's like, not
if
hard.
If you would have said Panama, I'd be like, podcast done.
No, Panama's a great song.
Yeah.
I kind of like Van Hagar. Like, I know I'm not supposed to say that, but I really
you
do.
Know, I didn't
more
mind Sammy Hagar,
in seeing Sammy Hagar than I would David Lee Roth.
I didn't mind. But see, here's the thing. I mean, I'm not that particular when, like, you know, people are like, oh, yeah. Fuck Sammy Hagar. I like Sammy Hagar's era. I just like David Lee Roth better.
Why, though? Was it like when you heard it? I'm always curious as to why people choose what they choose. Is it all? Because like one part of me says all music is sentimentality, right? So like even if it's not something you actually
Tiff,
have
do you know
heard
what sentimentality means?
Do you know what it means?
No, I don't. That's
I
what
don't
I'm asking.
No, I do not.
I had to explain. I literally had a conversation with my daughter the other day where I had to explain what sentimental was.
And he
so,
smacked her because she was like, Hagar's better. And he was like, you little fuck.
That's actually exactly how it went down.
Oh, you like fish too? Disowned.
Disowned. Go live with Tiffany.
But I think there's something interesting about that. Like, what is it that makes you think Duran Duran is a great band? You know what I mean? It's more than just because it's all subjective.
See?
And I am putting on right. Dude, this song's so good.
It's a great song.
But it's not a heavy song, man. It's got a piano intro.
So?
What I'm saying
it's
a is
ballad.
Like when I heard
I guess
a
I don't know.
Yeah.
By the way, I know nothing about any of this conversation out here. I know who they are, but then you're like, if anyone was like, who you like David Lee Roth or Hagar, I'm like, ah.
I like the song.
I don't know what those words mean, really.
See, but this song, this isn't a power ballad. That's a good leg.
Oh, that's tight.
See? That's a good leg.
I mean, I'm telling you, I love the Van Hagar period.
Okay, now after you play a little bit of this, play Panama, and let's see which one.
Panama's badass. Like, no one is arguing the Panama.
Is that the song from, what's that movie with Jonah Hill and Michael Cera?
Superbad?
Superbad. Is that the song from Superbad?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember Superbad.
Yes, it is.
this right here.
That's how musically, like, dumb I am. I don't know. Like, I have to go, like, oh, that's in that movie.
Yeah.
Right, but, I mean, okay. What? I guess we didn't play it right, though. You should have let Sammy Hagar sing and then let David Lee Roth sing.
Yeah, I mean, David Lee Roth to me, though, is just so goofy. Like,
why?
Everything about him is goofy.
Is he the guy that wears Hawaiian shirts all the time?
He went by Diamond Dave. Like, I mean, he just... You, okay, I will play you a song right now that will prove that David Lee Roth is ridiculous.
Come on, listen to him.
What is the name of that
song? David Lee Roth can scream. That's what I love about him.
On the YouTube thing, it did say David Lee Roth scream.
See? I can't even see that. No. I don't even see the screen.
I mean, this is a good song.
It's a great song.
I'm not lying, or I'm not disagreeing.
Dude, Rat
with you.
Is one of my favorite bands. If we're talking about 80s,
Rat, really?
Damn.
Look at okay. Her titties, dog.
But why can't I see the titties on the screen?
Okay, do you know this song? Everybody take your positions, please. Okay, hold on. We're full on educational seminar.
Wait a minute. Was this off of David Lee Roth Cliffhanger album?
Yeah,
of course. See, I'm a fan.
Bitch. Oh, maybe it was from Crazy
hey,
from the Heart.
Another spectacularly captivating world premiere video. You can't take your eyes off of it.
Just
and you can only.
Just
see
this is so boring for people listening right now.
Well, I'm just saying. Sammy Hagar would not have done that intro. Also, this. Listen to this song.
Wait a minute.
Listen to this song when this starts.
Sammy Hagar. Why don't you stream it a little bit farther?
Okay, I'm going.
It took 7 minutes to
I know this song. Yeah. Just a Gigolo is a remake.
Okay, fair enough. He also did some other dumb shit.
This is the funniest shit ever.
This is awful.
This is the dumbest
this
shit.
This is awful.
So you're saying, okay, all right, okay, Blink-182 puts out dumb album after dumb album, okay, but that's okay. Yeah, this dude does one remake.
The premise of Blink-182 is that they're dumb as shit. Like, that's their premise. Like, the premise of Blink-182, if you ask Mark, Tom, and Travis, is we're fucking dumb as shit. Like, all of their first four albums were, like, the whole thing was... We are one big sexual innuendo.
Until Tom decided UFOs were going to get him or something.
I know.
He went
how
crazy.
Weird is that?
I don't know. That whole it's just like Offspring. I have a problem with Offspring, too. I can't stand them. Because it's stupid. It's the same three chords over and over
well,
and over.
Well, yeah. But the premise is that it's the same three chords over and over. My thing with Van Halen is I don't think the premise was ever that they weren't ridiculous. If you come out and say, I'm ridiculous.
Dude, they were a rock and roll band in the 80s. They were hair metal. So was Poison. So was Rat. So was...
I don't think Van Halen saw themselves as a hair metal band.
Oh, come on.
I don't think that's the classification anyone would put them under.
Play Rat, Round and Round.
Okay. Now, Rat's a hair metal band.
Yes.
And that's a band that doesn't take itself seriously. So, it's a
you
different...
You want to make that? Dude, Rat is a... I saw them at the Whiskey A Go-Go 12 times, man.
You've seen Rat 12 times? It's way more concerning than Nine Fish shows.
Dude. I like Stephen Piercy.
Holy shit, what was that like? What was the 12th time like?
Awesome, as awesome as the first time. Dude, it's Stephen Piercy, still he's like 60 years old.
He's not in the band anymore, they're touring without him now.
The tours, but not if they're doing it at the Whiskey. It's Stephen Piercy with Rat. Yeah, because he doesn't want to.
You're really into Rat.
Dude, this is a great song.
You know the saddest part for me is I recognize this song just from Guitar Hero.
Wait a minute, this is a Guitar Hero?
It was in one of them.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I think our misunderstanding here is that I don't think that Van Halen, or most people would say that Van Halen was hair metal. I don't think that's what people would say.
What are you going to classify them as then?
They were 80s hard rock.
Which was hair metal.
No, there's a distinction.
There's glam rock. I mean, that's
glam
the Poison,
is
the Kiss.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No. Glam rock, you're misusing the term. Glam rock is 70s. Bowie is glam rock.
Okay.
Brian Ferry is
glam rock. All right. So what would you put Twisted Sister in? Hair metal?
That's hair metal.
You could put Rat in hair metal and Van Halen
in
hair metal.
You could put Rat in hair metal, but what I'm saying to you, what you're not getting, is that I think people think of Van Halen as being a hard rock band, not as a hair metal band.
You're right.
I'm getting massaged right now to calm
that
down.
That
actually
is
helping.
I really think you're taking this too personal, homie.
All right. Well, this is Arguing Music with me. That should be a new segment on the show. Arguing Music with Brian. He's going to get real personal.
I'm just saying Van Halen was a great rock band in the 80s. They were fantastic.
I think we just shouldn't have these conversations anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, Van Halen, greatest band ever.
Yeah, exactly.
No one would have topped them.
Hey, let's go see Blink-182 open up for Sum 41.
Shut the fuck up!
I would actually love to see that.
I've seen Sum 41 this year.
I saw Blink. Like.
I think that's a wrap, fellas.
Is it?
Are we good? What was that? You still got shit you need to say to me, Mulchin?
Yeah, about Van Halen. You
okay? Calm down. Let's table the Van Halen conversation. Hey, Patrick, thanks for hanging out, man.
Thanks for having me. Hopefully, I didn't piss too many people off.
No,
I think you're good, man. But you definitely should come back. And if you know Sean Smith ever gets over his aversion to being on anything that I host, he's welcome.
He did. That text me before, and he was like. He thinks I'm ducking him, but I'm not at all. I just keep getting busy with shit.
So yeah. His co-host, well, backstory, his co-host on his show, About Time Podcast.
About Time? Sorry, it's contractual.
Yeah, now I got to start doing About Time.
Yep.
So his co-host, Sean Smith, I tried to get on my other podcast, both of them, for years, and Sean would always duck me. Like, crazy shit would happen. He would have excuses. And then he just started being like, nope. Like, he would send me messages where he would just say no. And here's the thing. If you know anyone that knows Sean, people are like, Sean is the nicest boy. He goes to church every Sunday and
like
Wednesday.
You.
And I'm like, Sean's an asshole!
He is the nicest human in the world and the most positive person I've ever met.
And, like, I listened to the show, and I'm like, I want to be friends with him.
Like, he wanted to
Why
do it tonight, but
like
he was like,
me?
U of L's playing. I got tickets to go to U of L. I was like, yeah. That makes sense. Like, and then one night he was like, he had Bible study. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, He's a man that does shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike,
well,
unlike us.
I'm Tiffany. I'm going to bury the hatchet. He just has to do the show at some point.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
At some point.
We'll get him on.
All right, Bout Time Podcast is Patrick
Shaw. Bout Time!
You guys did it together.
I told you I had to do it. Yeah. I had to do it. I got to stick up for my boy.
So it goes up on Fridays.
Fridays, we're on iTunes and abouttime.libsyn.com, Libsyn. And that's it for now.
You going to do any live shows coming up?
Yeah. There's nothing in the books yet, but we're going to do another About Time Live like we did before. And then I think we're tossing around the idea of doing like About Time Presents. Like
just Fred at Super Fitness?
Oh, fuck, I miss
Does he
Fred.
Get his own podcast?
I wish. We need to get him
so,
on.
So they have a bit about Fred at Super Fitness. And most of their bits, they do a lot of bits where they actually do little skits and stuff. And they're doing, oh my God, what are you doing? Are you? Well, can I let you out of the house?
Fucking cord's too short.
Use your Steelers towel. Don't. Your terrible towel.
Well, that's what it's for.
Clean up.
No, it's fine. No, I got it.
And so Fred at Super Fitness, everyone thought was a bit. Everyone thought he was
he's
fake.
A real human.
And he's a real human
he's
being.
He's a real human.
So they play these voicemails from Fred at Super Fitness, and they're the greatest.
He's just a gym owner that, like, he would he's so nice, but he would, like, exaggerate about everything. So, like, I would hear him call people and, like, try to sell his gym, but he'd be like, and he always open it. So he'll always open if he calls you. He'll be like, Matt, it's Fred from Super Fitness. It's 9:38 p.m. May 5th. Listen, bud, we're the only gym in Kentucky that has walls. Come on in. Like, he would just say crazy shit. Like, I think at one point he was talking about all the other gyms, and he was like, you know, LA Fitness and Planet Fitness and LAC, and you know, they're all gonna look goofy compared to Mickey Mouse. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about, Fred?
I'll check that out. That's funny.
Yeah. Tiffany, thank you also for
thanks again, Tiff.
Thank you for
being on the show. Always a good time, and thanks for playing the game.
Thank you for them yoga pants, one. Though, for real. Damn, making a brother's night, am I right? Yeah.
I wore these just for you, Patrick.
Thank you.
And we will soon be going.
Oh, that's awesome.
It might be the creepiest thing I've ever seen. I apologize. After the fact. I mean, yeah, I apologize.
We'll soon be going to the parking lot to watch you do a magic trick, a.k.a. turn your car on.
That's... Oh, jeez.
And also our band expert who came in for a brief moment, Joel from the band Light
Thank
Treasons.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you.
Light Treasons, also all the music you have heard on the bumpers of the show outside of the 80s rock we were playing earlier, and our theme song. That's a different
band.
But
and he is their awesome drummer.
He is their awesome drummer.
Oh,
so.
I see how this came about now.
Yeah. Oh, what? You didn't know we were related? We look nothing alike,
no,
huh?
No. That's why I was asking about that song. I said, who picked this song? Sorry,
it's not Fish. Sorry, it's not Fish. Well, no, you know, I give him a hard time because I'm like, you know, most people might sue me if I use their songs on my podcast.
But they're
his
songs.
You can't.
Just fucking wait.
Did you have to do a buy-in to get onto this podcast?
Yeah.
Well, he cut me a deal. It was $200 tonight. But he's paying me.
And all the Bud Light you can drink. Yeah,
all the Bud Light you can drink. All right, we'll be back next week with
Ted Nugent forever.
Van Halen forever.
Oh, stop with the Ted Nugent. All right. We're out. Fuck this. Where's
Ted
the theme
Nugent.
Music? Where's the theme music?
Nugent!